The translation of Aqidatul Awam, The People's Creed, by Ahmad al-Marzuqi al-Maliki al-Makki. I start with the name of Allah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, whose benevolence is never ending. Praise to Allah, the Eternal, without a beginning, and the Everlasting, without a change. Then honor and safety are requested perpetually upon the Prophet, the best of the Muslims, and upon his Al and companions, and those who follow the way of the religion of truth without straying. Allah exists. He is eternal and everlasting. He is absolutely different from the creations. He is not of needs and is without a partner and is alive. He is attributed with power, will, and knowledge of everything. He is attributed with hearing, sight, and speech. He has seven attributes that are as follows: power, will, hearing, and sight, life, knowledge, and endless speech. It is mentally possible. It is mentally possible with His grace and justice to leave out as well as to do any mentally possible. The Prophet's attributes. Allah sent prophets who are intelligent, honest, conveyor, and trustworthy. It is mentally possible for them, taintlessly, to be attributed with slight sickness. Their impeccability is necessary, similar to that of the angels, but they surpassed them. They are Adam, Idris, Nuh, Hud, Saleh, and Ibrahim. They were all followed. Shu'aib, Harun, Musa, Al-Yasa', Dhul-Kifl, Dawood, followed by Sulaiman. Ilyas, Yunus, Zakariya, Yahya, Isa, and Taha, Muhammad, the last of them. Upon them and their Al, Salah, and Salam, as long as days continue. The angels. The angels are without a father or mother. They do not eat, drink, or sleep. The best of them are 10. Among them are Jibril, Mikael, Israfil, Azrael, Munkar, Nakir, and Raqib, as well as Atid, Malik, followed with Ridwan. The journals and the revealed books. 4 of the well-known books are the Torah of Moses that brought guidance, Zabur of David, the Injil of Jesus, and the Furqan revealed to the best of men. The journals of Al-Khalil, Abraham, and Al-Kalim, Moses, they conveyed the Kalam of the All-Wise and the All-Knowledgeable, Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah. Everything that the Messenger brought deserves submission and acceptance. Our belief in the Day of Judgment is a must, along with all its astonishing events. Our Prophet Muhammad was sent to humans and jinn out of mercy and grace from Allah. His father is Abdullah, with lineage to Abdul Muttalib, Hashim, and Abdu Manaf. His mother is Amina from Banu Zuhra. His wet nurse is Halima from Banu Sa'd. His birth was in Saif, Mecca. His death was in Taybah, Al-Madina. He was 40 years old when revelation came. He lived over 60 years. The children of the Messenger. His children are 7. Know that among them are 3 males, Qasim and Abdullah, who has the nicknames At-Tayyib and Tahir. He got Abraham from the slave woman. His mother was Mariya, the Coptic. All except Abraham were from Khadija. They are 6. 4 females are mentioned. May Allah accept their good deeds, all as follows: Fatima al-Zahra, whose husband is Ali. The honor of their 2 children is obvious. Then Zainab, then Ruqayya, and Ummu Kulthum, the pious, the wives of the Messenger of Allah. He passed away after having 9 wives. They were given the choice, hence they chose the exemplar Prophet. Aisha, Hafsa, Sauda, Safiya, Maymuna, and Ramla, Hind, Zainab, as well as Juwayriya. To the believers, they are pious mothers, the relatives of the Messenger of Allah. Hamza and Al-Abbas were his uncles, his aunt Safiya as well. Isra and Mi'raj. Before the Prophet's migration was the Isra journey from Mecca at night to Jerusalem, as it should be known. After the night journey was the ascension to the heaven, until the Prophet saw his Lord and heard his speech, without a manner of being and without a place. Allah ordained 5 obligatory prayers after they were 50. The Prophet informed the nation of Isra' and of the obligation of 5 prayers without a doubt. The Siddiq triumphed in believing him about the true ascension. Conclusion. This is a brief creed for the people made easy and simple, composed by Ahmad al-Marzuqi, who is related to the truthful and trusted. Praise be to Allah, and honor and safety are requested upon the Prophet, the best teacher, and upon his family and companions, and every guide, and upon everyone that follows the best of guidance. I ask Allah the Most Generous for sincerity in our actions and a widespread benefit to everyone that learns this creed. Note, the Kalam, speech of Allah, is an eternal attribute unlike our speech. It's not a letter, language, or sound, and is expressed in the holy books. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, saw Allah with his heart, without a shape or a form, and he heard the Kalam, speech of Allah, which is not like our speech. It is a speech without a letter, a language, or sound. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.